Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
We finally made it. The day we have been waiting for all year long, just to get it over with.
Well, there's two things.
Kyle's birthday is what I was
thought you were talking
to.
About Windy City Smokeout.
No, I don't want to. I don't want Smokeout to ever end.
I relish Windy City Smokeout.
You relish it? That's Is that a pun?
Put ketchup on it, too.
I mustard go tonight.
Nope. That was terrible.
Boo.
Okay. Boo. Only do good ones.
Best. That's a good heckle. Only do your good jokes.
Mel goes to a comedy club. Mel goes to a comedy club and just like in the back row. Do the good jokes.
I appreciate the ones that make me laugh more.
Have you guys noticed, and I've noticed this trend on TikTok and Instagram, and I think Matt Rife is like the guy who like kind of really busted the door wide open for this. He's not the first person to do it, but he's the guy that oversaturated this field for stand-up comics, posting clips of just crowd work.
It's just too much sometimes.
Like, they'll just do the clips. And don't get me wrong, there's a lot of improvisation. There's a lot of funny moments that happens when a comedian starts working the crowd. But to me, I want to see your written material. I want to see, like, if I'm a...
he's really good at improv... That's really impressive to see when they're if they're good at it, sure. And they do it right. I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I feel like what's funny is I have since gone to Matt Rife's Instagram and TikTok and I have yet to find a clip of him doing actual material. It's just all crowd work, which is fine because he is really good at it. To his credit, he's good. But I'm just like, all right, you're a comedian. Let me see like. But to me, to be a stand-up comedian, the hardest part is to write jokes and that you think... It's the hardest form of entertainment, in my opinion.
You know what?
Oh, geez. Here we go. What do you do? You've got a weird smirk on your face, and I don't like it.
You want to see his stand-up? You want to see what he writes?
Yeah.
Go to a show.
Okay.
I'm not going to pay money for it.
Well, yeah, I don't... That's the thing. I don't want to go... I don't want to pay... Because he...
Why not?
It's
otherwise,
a pretty penny.
I have to be in the back and be like, tell your good ones.
Only tell your good jokes.
It's a pretty penny to see Matt Rife nowadays because he's blown up so much. I mean, he just played...
Because he's so good at improv.
He was going to play Chicago Theater. Okay. He was going to play Chicago Theater. Those dates got canceled pushed back till January.
Yeah, and the women also find him attractive.
He is good.
He is super attractive.
Looking.
Which I think also helped his TikTok algorithm, him to blow up on social media. But that's the thing. I don't want to buy a ticket until I see what his material is.
Oh, come on.
I don't. Because if I'm paying that much money for a ticket to see a comedian.
He wouldn't be so popular. Just give him a shot.
That's not necessarily true. There's a lot of people that are popular that aren't that good.
Or just not your style of comedy. I didn't like Jeff Dunham.
We're coming off of the heels of
puppets.
Giving a million followers to the girl who said, "Hawk to a spit on that thing."
Oh my gosh.
Like that.
That's something that,
she
by
just
the way,
got paid $30,000 to go to a club, make a club appearance.
I mean,
must be nice.
I'll tell you something right now. That situation right there makes my blood boil.
Wait, does it?
It does.
See,
it makes my blood boil.
It doesn't make me mad.
Irritating.
It makes
me
mad at society more than that girl.
Yeah.
It's all of it.
Because if I'm that girl, I'm 1,000% taking $30,000 to just show up at
this
a club.
Is your 10 seconds of fame.
I'm taking the million Instagram followers. I'm doing all of that.
Yeah. Well, that is what is annoying, though, is that one stupid, and it's a dumb comment. It's just dumb. It doesn't mean anything.
Not to women.
Folks,
hello.
Wow.
Hello.
I know I sound like a big, you know, what do they say? Negative Nancy or whatever. But it's, I just like that somebody gets so much attention for something so stupid.
Yeah. Well,
you know?
It is.
I don't know.
Is.
That stuff, that's just, like you said, that happens all the time, and I guess I'm kind of over it.
No, I've seen a lot of people online, especially like content creators, get very frustrated because it's like, here I am, like, writing, editing, and producing all of this content.
Yeah.
And then he or she is just gets interviewed while drunk on the streets of Nashville.
Yeah.
Says Hawk Tua, and boom, next thing you know, she's the biggest thing on the internet.
I know. I think it was just. It was dumb.
Mel, okay, what Mel, we need to do is get you drunk and on lower Broadway in Nashville. That would be huge for this show.
I was going to say, if we could build a time machine, but the only thing we could use it for was to send Mel back in time to be the Hawk Tua.
To that night?
To that night. Oh, you are going to say the exact quote and see if it blows up the same. And there's a chance that you are now making $30,000 to go to a club. Would you do it?
Not, of course I would. I'm not blaming her. It was stupid. I'm not blaming her. Just like I don't blame, you know, any the baseball players who make, if they're going to pay you $200 million, take it and run, baby.
Sure, sure.
But I just
think... To first base.
Yeah.
Nice.
To first base.
Sometimes even second base.
I was going to say that is...
Also to third base and home.
That is second base. By the way.
Wait, now are we talking about something totally different?
I'm talking about the
That's not second base. That's
way past second base.
Yeah, that's closer to third, if
that's closer to home. Yeah, third.
So it's on third.
What's
do you know
second?
The bases? Hang on. Mel, do you know the bases?
Hang on.
Let's go over this.
Oh my gosh. I have a different version.
I want to hear your
What's
bases.
What's first base?
Kissing.
Okay. What's second base?
How do I say it?
Hawk Tua is second base for you?
Yeah. Okay. But I don't know what...
What's third base?
Yeah, well, then what is third base, Mel, if second base is Hawk Tua?
How do I say it? How do I say it?
Just say it and we can bleep it.
I can't say it.
Just say it.
Say it, we'll bleep it. But we need to know.
It's... I can't say it.
Whisper it in my ear.
Gross. It's such a gross word.
Was it digital penetration?
Digital.
Like that?
Yeah, digits.
It is.
That's what you said?
Because, yeah, I mean, I know that they're similar in, like, one to the other.
Sure. That's what it's... That's the
digital,
that's like the legal...
Get down, as NSYNC would say.
That is the legal term for it.
Well, tell me what yours is.
Well, it's not ours. It's the universal. Yeah. It's everyone's.
What is it?
So, kissing, first base.
Honka honkas is second base.
Honka honka, nice little boob grab. That's second base. Third, I actually don't know third base.
Third base is like a mixture of those two. It's Hawk Tua.
It's messing with the private parts.
Yeah.
And then the home run is just full on intercourse.
Ew.
It's going bowling, as we like to say.
Yeah, just going bowling.
Sorry. It's going bowling.
I guess bases could be a little bit different for everybody.
No, you know? Now you're trying to justify the fact that you...
No, I mean, no, it could be.
They don't... How?
There could be...
No, everyone says, I made a second base. Everyone knows. It's a universal language.
Well, that's only for men. That's not... That doesn't work for women. Second base doesn't work for women the same way that it works for men.
Yeah.
Women can't go...
No, but I...
See what I mean?
But you both went to second base together. A guy can't grab a boob without a boob to be grabbed.
Well, I'm also going back and forth to giver and receiver.
Well,
that's how I'm splitting
it up. I
did
Google it.
I mean, technically a giver and a receiver of home. I mean, there's a giver and a receiver there. It doesn't change
there. According to Glamour magazine, it matches up with what Austin and I are saying.
What does Glamour magazine say?
And then there's a home run, by the way.
Yeah, home run is all the way.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying, getting home. When you make it home,
would involve touching below, but
okay, so it's a boob grab or a third, a honker grab.
Yeah, because that would be the female.
Okay, all right.
But it's still just the touching. Yeah,
but you were saying Hawk Tua was second base.
Well, because I was
Mel's a freak.
Yeah, what's your home run?
Oh my gosh!
Goodness. Fellas, now I know why everyone wants to date Mel.
Ew.
Oh my God. What the? You know what? You know what? This is
what?
I want to erase all of this.
You want to erase it all?
Because your parents are going to listen.
My father-in-law listens
My
to
mom
this.
Does not listen to this.
Thank goodness.
My father-in-law listens to
you
this.
You don't want them to hear this, do you?
I probably not.
You do
but
not.
But it's too late now.
Oh my gosh. We should not
all
be
right,
talking
we'll delete
about
this
when
thing.
Your parents
We're going to delete
listening.
The whole thing.
That's not right.
It's all... No, look, listen. I'm not naive to think that my parents haven't ran the bases together. That my father-in-law hasn't ran the bases with my mother-in-law.
You are their child.
I am.
So, of course.
So, it's like it's an adult conversation. Yeah, we're all adults now. I'm an adult now.
It doesn't matter. Even if you're an adult, having those conversations at all with your parents is off-limits.
No, I disagree.
It is off-limits.
I disagree. I think it's important to have those conversations because...
Mm-mm. My mom told me, I told you, my mom told me something about her and my dad. And
yeah,
I said, that was too much information.
Right. Well, I mean, look,
I did not want to know that.
I think there's a way to have tasteful conversations about this, okay? Tasteful conversations.
Oh my gosh.
Because I think it would be rude if my parents still treated me like a child and talked to me like, did not. It's come up before with my parents, and it's not
I'm not saying you can't talk about it. It just feels weird talking about that with
your
parents.
I don't do it often. I try to avoid it at all costs.
Yeah. Well,
but if it happens to come up on a podcast that they just didn't happen to listen to. Yeah,
and now they're going to listen to this, and the next time you talk to them, they will bring this up. And now you will end up having a conversation about bowling and bases with your parents. So prepare yourself mentally for having
that conversation.
No,
I will get a text message or a phone call after this.
Yes,
but
you will.
Let's get real meta here. Mm. How awkward do you think it is between my parents right now? Because they usually listen together.
I don't want to get into this.
They're just like, where did we go wrong?
Probably. Probably.
Where did we go wrong in raising our boy?
Why is he in radio?
And then and Don, my father-in-law, is probably thinking the same thing. He's like, where did I go wrong? In letting my daughter marry this guy.
Where did Meredith go wrong?
Yeah, he goes, when that guy parked on my grass when I first met, the day I met him, I should have known that it was no good. Too funny. Funny. Mm-hmm. Folks.
Good joke.
Thank you. Are you still looking? Kyle's been enamored in this article since.
Are you still on Instagram now?
Oh, I thought he was on Glamour Mag.
Still in Glamour Mag. He's just reading the articles.
Yeah.
I'm here for the articles.
He's
guys.
Taking the quizzes that they do.
But according to this, Haley and I are a Pam and Jim.
Turns out I'm an F boy. Did you guys know about this?
And you don't pay any attention to the pictures, do you?
Wait, what pictures? Oh, I mean, what? There's pictures there? Hold on. Is there a Glamour Magazine quiz I can take live on this podcast to make us?
Ooh, do it. Yeah, look that up. My question to you, Mel, do you think there is a magazine dedicated solely to butter? Maybe like Butters Weekly or Butter Annually?
Who is your celebrity eyebrow spirit animal?
Take it. You're taking that. And in the middle, there's a full spread. Folks.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Look, if you want some butter humor, I've got you covered.
Sometimes I wonder what I've gotten myself into.
Sorry, I got to keep these jokes in between the margarines.
Swift, I can't figure out the celebrity eyebrow, but I think I can do what Taylor Swift lyric best sums up your life.
I can't believe it's not a butter quiz.
Oh, man.
What?
It's not working.
Oh.
Take a quiz.
Well, why don't we do the Taylor Swift one?
I'm trying. It's not working.
Oh, that one's not working.
Can you name three different brands of butter? Go.
Brands of butter?
Brands.
Blue Bonnet.
Okay.
God, isn't that terrible? I don't pay that much attention.
It's
Kerrygold.
That guy's just running for Senate.
Is Kerrygold? That sounds like the name of an agent.
No, it's Kerrygold is a butter and Land O'Lakes.
There you go. You forgot Country Crock.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember how?
I like the way he said it.
Speaking of sensual,
you forgot Country Crock.
Here we go.
Dude, speaking of very sensual things, do you guys remember the Country Crock commercials?
Just real quick, have you seen Kerrygold before?
Oh, is it like Irish?
Yeah.
Pure Irish butter. Wow. Okay. Yeah. No, I've never seen that before. Look at what good pool. That's only because your last name is McGurran. The only way you know Kerrygold.
Sure, I'll just go ahead. That's
your mother's like, would you like some old Kerrygold on your toast this morning? And you're like, yes, please, mother. Please.
It's some good butter. But Land O'Lakes is
right. Land O'Lakes. Is that also Irish?
All butter comes from Ireland.
It should. there's millions of cows in Ireland.
Mm-hmm. Hence the butter.
Hence my last name.
His last name, Milnamo, means millions of cows.
Do you make butter?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Do you know what a butter face is?
Yeah.
Everything looked good, butterface.
Such a good, yeah. It's so mean.
You know what else I love? The term, she's a 100-yarder.
What's that one?
She looks good from far, but she's far from good.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's like when you're like, you know, at a distance, you're like, oh, dang. And then you walk close and you're like, ooh. It's so bad. It is so bad.
Have you ever heard cute boy, ugly man syndrome?
No. What is this? It's probably me. I was a cute little kid.
It came from little kid celebrities. Yeah. This is so mean, though. It's little kid celebrities are super cute when they're young, but when they grow up, they're really unattractive.
Oh, I love that take. Haley Joel Osment. Macaulay Culkin.
That sucks for cute kids.
I know.
Jonathan Lipnicki from Jerry Maguire.
Is he ugly now?
Oh, he's not great looking. He got real into weightlifting.
Yeah. Cute boy, ugly man syndrome.
How I know that. Mm-hmm. Jeez, I read way too much Glamour magazine. Do you guys remember the old Country Crock commercials?
I remember seeing them just scooping it out of the big crock.
That's where it was. It was
real quick update. I hate to interrupt. I'm just going to do I went to BuzzFeed and I'm going to do what Grey's Anatomy man do you belong with?
Ooh, I hope you're McDreamy.
Those are the only two I know.
I know. What other ones are there? Oh, there was the one not attractive guy. Was he gay in the show?
I cannot. I'm so tired. I just want play this stupid quiz.
He was one of the nurses. He was one of the nurses with...
It's been so long.
Cameron Diaz. What's the...
Ellen
Pompeo. She's the main one. I always used to think her name was Gray.
It's her anatomy. I can't figure this out. I don't understand. It used to be you could just go and...
Katherine Heigl.
You could just do quizzes and figure out the man that you belong with. But for some reason, it's trying to get me to invite friends to do this.
Well, that's how BuzzFeed gets you.
Quiz with friends in real time and compare results. I don't want to do that. Okay. I just want to do...
Yeah, you just want to do the quiz.
I just want to quiz it up.
Hey, BuzzFeed, why don't you buzz off?
Should I invite Haley out of context?
Yeah, do
She's
it.
She's going to be like, why are you do sending it. This to me?
And are you also McDreamy? No, I can't. I don't want to know the
She's
man.
She's like, stop sending me this, but also McSteamy.
Stop sending me this, because I've been sending it to her for days. Stop. Yeah,
Kyle finally found a way to bring his obsession with BuzzFeed quizzes on Grey's Anatomy to the podcast.
Waiting 2 years for this.
I need this.
All right. I'm getting to this Country Crock commercial because it would be two hands and one would be like, and it would just be voiceovers, but you would see the hands and it would be voiceovers for the people using like the hands. So it would be like, hey, pass me that Country Crock. And it'd be one hand handing to another and the other person would have a butter knife and they'd go in and they'd make the most perfect scoop ever. And he'd be like, oh, I love Country Crock because it's, you know, so delicious. Be like, well, I love you. And then another hand would come in and like, you know, like butter their muffin or toast or whatever.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Jesus.
Hello.
And then would literally be like, oh, and they'd get super flirtatious.
Need this to stop.
And then the hands would start like they would start like touching each other. And it was like very like passionate, very sensual.
Passionate hand touching?
Very sensual hand touching.
You know that passionate.
And I'm like, looking back, like in the day, like in the 90s, like when those would air, I'd be like, I didn't think anything of it. I was a little kid. You know, I didn't like girls at the time. Now looking back, I'm like, I can't believe those aired on just regular TV.
Uh-huh.
You know, like you're just watching King of Queens all of a sudden a Country Crock commercial comes on.
Right.
And it's just, thank you for passing the butter.
What about the Who's like those drug commercials? The one for Cialis or something where they show the man taking the football and throwing it through the tire swing and the football goes right through the
ball. Yeah.
I'm like, I know what that means.
Oh, I never even thought about that. I thought that was always just funny because I'm like, there's no way that guy's that good at throwing a football.
That's what I think it meant.
Wow.
That's
deeper meaning.
Mm-hmm.
What about when they're in the bathtub together? Like, or not together, in separate bathtub. You seen those? I think it's Cialis commercials.
Is it? Yeah.
Where they're in separate bathtubs.
Oh, and they're just drinking champagne?
Yeah, just overlooking. And I'm like, I don't think whoever made this commercial knows what sex is. Right?
Yes.
Because it's like, you can't be in separate bathtubs. That's That's hard. That's hard to do.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Not easy.
All right, did we get the quiz? We didn't figure it out.
No, it just, I was doing the Taylor Swift quiz and then it glitched out on me for some reason.
What a buzz kill.
Oh, wait, did I figure it out? Hold on.
There's so many people that are like, I was waiting for that quiz.
I wanted to know the, I tried very hard for that. I like refreshed it 10 times. And it's like, sir, you really want to take this quiz, huh? Okay, guys, I'm really trying to race through this. Pick a song from Red. I think I picked 22. A great song.
It's a good song.
Song from 1989, Blank Space, is my favorite Taylor Swift song. So I'm going
is that your favorite?
It's my favorite Taylor Swift song.
So you're a Starbucks lover.
I hated how I set you up on that. Song from Folklore, Last Great American Dynasty, obviously. Ooh, song from Evermore. I haven't listened to Evermore in a hot second. Champagne Problems, though. Shout out Champagne, Illinois. Pick a song from Midnight.
Champagne Problems. Is that just a song about Illinois' football team?
Hey!
Oh,
Speak Now!
Oh, boy.
Speak Now is my my Taylor Swift era.
Is it really? Mine is Reputation, because I'm a bad girl.
Says, love has hit you hard, and you're not sure which fairy tales to believe anymore. Regardless, you try to keep your sense of magic. Folks.
Wait, what was it? That was your answer?
That was the answer.
Wait, say it again?
Love has hit you hard, and you are not sure which fairy tales to believe anymore. Regardless, try to keep your sense of magic.
That is so you.
That is so me.
That is you, isn't it?
I always figured that was me, but I'm glad you guys agree with it. Now, McSteamy.
Kyle, happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Kyle.
Happy birthday to me.
I always say, whenever someone says happy birthday to me on my birthday, I'm like, hey, happy my birthday to you too. We love you, dude.
Are you having a good birthday?
I'm having the best birthday. Now, I got to go do work.
Right. Work, 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 work. Now take the Rihanna quiz. See what you get.
Which Rihanna song are you?
Yeah.
Your work. It's only programmed to that.
It's just like, it's like, type in your name. Kyle Milnemo? Yeah, your work.
Your work. Yeah, you're a piece of work. Oh, BuzzFeed. That was
mean. That was so mean.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.